Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Oh no, theater's it, man. I don't think there is a single better place to learn quality than a theater department, for a few reasons. You're dealing with a lot of systems and processes that have to crash together. You have to coordinate so many things precisely for a theater production to work appropriately. You have the human element of people learning their lines, the rehearsal process, which you have to map out very, very carefully. You have the technical aspects. You have props and lighting and scenes and sound, and all these things have to be coordinated and timed appropriately. And it's not just at the end when you put it all together. You can't hang a light without knowing what the set design is going to be and without working with those other teams to adapt things, because I might produce a costume that looks amazing, but if I don't realize that the character has to perform a fight scene and be able to move a certain way and my costume will prevent that from happening or be a danger, then we have a problem and I'm going to have to keep adapting. So working in theater is constant feedback and collaboration and understanding not just the thing you're creating, but how it will be used. The concept of fitness for use is huge on the technical side of theater, but it's also true on the performance and human side as well. And if anything, you have to figure out what the best possible process is for each person you're directing. Because I had, like, when I did Faustus, I had these two leads who were learning Shakespeare. They'd never done it before. They'd never done a Shakespearean kind of show. And one of them learned very differently than the other did. One of them had a very different emotional process than the other. And as a director, I had to figure out what their processes were and help them do them faster each time, and then create a play that respected those processes and then adapt each person's results to work with each other. Because one actor may be doing something that was great for him and hilarious, but it didn't work with what the other actor was doing. They weren't syncing together. So it didn't matter how good what he was doing was. It had to be good together. All the pieces had to click together. What each actor was doing, with the light, with the sound, and even then with just the audience reaction. And that's one of the differences also with how, at least I was trained in theater, is that people have this idea that artists have a vision, and it's all about their vision, and if the audience doesn't get it, well, the audience is just an idiot. And I wasn't trained to view theater that way. We were taught to respect the people involved. I was there to respect my technicians, my actors, and the audience. If anything, my job as a director was to be a mediator, a universal translator, and advocate for everyone involved, and mostly advocate for that audience to make sure that the audience had a good experience. If the audience didn't understand what the actors wanted them to understand, that was our fault. If the production didn't communicate the message that I wanted to communicate, that wasn't the audience's fault for not getting it. It was my fault for not recognizing the problem, for not coordinating all the pieces appropriately, not just the production values, but the way we communicated. So what I learned was that communication is a quality process. And that's really why I think quality is, why theater is the perfect place to learn quality, because it's everything from budget, it's process planning, it's manufacturing, it's defect control, and it really focuses on the human aspect. And I truly believe that quality is not the things we're making, that all the quality gurus were doing was defining what happens when human beings and organizations, when human behavior crashes into processes and systems. And I think there's nowhere I've found that illustrates that more effectively and more honestly and with more complexity than in theater. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com.
m-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.